o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. Hey, it begins with two fewer cameras in here. Maddie came in and took a couple of them out.
Do you feel more at ease now?
No, there's one more she's got to remove, then I will. But the light's off, so I think I'm okay. She doesn't look like she's listening. If she was, maybe she is. This is so weird to be able to see other human beings while the show's
going. Yeah, it is weird being out in the world.
Why do you always? Why is it so hard for you to be nice?
Why do you act like it's so weird? Like it's how the world works.
All right. So when I do the program at home,
yeah, you're buried in your basement with a cat licking your face. That's what you're doing.
You see the video. How often have you seen a cat licking my face?
More than I wanted.
That's not true. The girls are at school. Paula's got other stuff going on. It's usually me and one of, or two of, or three of the 8, 9 pets we have in our house. I'm not usually looking out a window and seeing Maddie or Riley and Jesse and Alex G is here. Like, I see all these people. It's different for me, that's all. It's just different.
Great.
You do the show from home a lot, too.
All I'm saying is you now understand how you can get distracted.
I will give you this.
Okay.
The TVs, how much do they help? Like, do you see something on there that, oh, because your brain, one of the things that makes this show great.
I just saw the GM for the Astros. That jumped into my head.
Yeah, but that didn't, that was more of a squirrel type situation.
No, it was Brewers talk. We got a little Brewers talk in. Opening day coming, or not opening day, but training camp starts here pretty
spring
quickly.
Training?
Whatever, you got the gist of what I was saying.
I did. So, sometimes, though, you actually get ideas from
it. No. Very, very, very rarely would that happen.
Well, we saw Mike McCarthy on the TV earlier, and he's got all kinds of issues down there in Dallas. All right.
I mean, we could turn, like, a movie or Law and Order on. Would that make you feel more at home, Jason?
Law and Order would be great. I think it should be airing on Sundance right about now. The poll question, people really... I'm a little worried that people are getting fatigued with the quarterback and that they're starting to maybe take it out on us.
It's okay. That's what we're here
for. You're okay with that?
Yeah, for sure.
As long as I keep listening?
Yeah. Okay. No, I get it.
I don't know if I can guarantee that part of the equation.
I think we all understand that, but let's just shoot straight. I mean, when you're talking Wisconsin sports, Packers move the needle. Packers are the deal, and Aaron Rodgers is a monster star. And the fact that he, I believe, more likely than not, is going to be leaving is a big blanking deal. It just is.
I would agree.
And can you wear out a store? Obviously, you can. And I think the pushback is, well, there's championship games. You think Wisconsin sports fans care more about the Cincinnati Bengals playing the Chiefs or the fact that a 4-time MVP, 18-year guy that's given a lot to this organization could very well be getting traded to the New York Jets or could be retiring or could be doing a numerous amount of things? That's why it's a big deal.
Giannis is one of the captains for the NBA All-Star game.
That's great.
That's my point. Like, what else is there to discuss about that? Are we going to break down who he should have on his team? No. This is a big honking deal.
Yeah, I don't know why you're bothered.
I don't want people to, you know, not listen just because they're sick of Aaron Rodgers. But this week has been significant.
And it's been a lot of moving parts that have been changed. It's not. I get the fact that so much of it's the same, and we don't know a lot more than we do. But Aaron Rodgers let us inside his head
a lot,
and I believe his head is telling us, "Listen to what he's saying." That window, that Pella window, is wide open for him to leave, which it was not. I never felt that way before.
Cracked
I do now.
Last time,
now it's wide open.
Uh huh. And Nathaniel Hackett is the new offensive coordinator.
And the Miami Dolphins are also in the mood for in the market for a new offensive coordinator. FYI.
Keep an eye on that.
I posted our second poll in the field if you'd like to hear it. Do you forget what the second poll
was? Yeah, it's the Jordan
Love
component.
Which was actually the first poll. What would upset you more as a Packers fan over the next few years? Aaron Rodgers leaving and winning a Super Bowl somewhere else, or Aaron Rodgers staying, not reaching a Super Bowl, and Jordan Love becoming the star quarterback of another team?
Right now, with myself and two other people voting, 3 votes, 67%, 12 stays, Love becomes a star. 33%, one vote. 12 leaves and wins a Super Bowl. I'll be curious to see which way this goes. You said
Love's
you had people
win
texting.
That. Love's going to win that in a ramp.
And that's the opposite of what you predicted when you brought up this poll.
Yeah, I was that. If that is the way it's going to go, and I think it is, I think people don't want to miss out on the next big thing.
Right.
And this, the odds of it being the next big thing are
not
minimal.
Very high. Correct.
The odds of old boy being another having another good football season as quarterback and giving your team a chance, I would think would trump that, but if Jordan Love is good and is somebody that can be a big-time player for this franchise for a decade, you don't want that walking out your door. But you wouldn't have to. You can have your cake and eat it, too. Don't know if the Packers are going
to
do that.
By keeping Rodgers for another year and refusing to trade Jordan Love, even if he
wants to be.
Having
a very unhappy Jordan Love, according to that article I read in the State Journal by you.
Where he flat out said, I want to be traded if Aaron Rodgers comes back. At least that's what the aggregator said. Jesse, you've been getting some text messages on the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line about this.
Ron in Kohler. We actually got several texts from Kohler today. Big in Kohler.
Well, Kohler Services, WI.com. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Will they get in a new bathroom after he had that Pancha Karma operation going?
Why is everyone poo-pooing the fact that...
And then poo-pooing.
Oh, he brought poo-poo
That's
into
good.
It. Come on, yes.
Ron and Kohler. Why is everyone poo-pooing the fact that Aaron Rodgers had a broken thumb and they lost several games? Dak Prescott had a broken thumb. They fixed it and were lucky enough to have a backup quarterback go 4-1 in his absence, opposed to the same time frame Rodgers played through it and went 0-5.
I don't think any of us are poo-pooing.
I definitely didn't poo-poo it.
I poo-pooed it.
His injury, young people at the positions of importance, all kinds of things factored into his lack of production and his stat line. I will say this.
That last game of the year, he just didn't play as well as
he
needed to.
And his thumb was no longer a major issue.
For sure.
I would respond to... all of Kohler with this question.
I can't believe we lost to Detroit. Like, I'm still shocked by how that played. I don't know how we lost to Detroit. I still don't.
Yeah. Well, the fumble by Aaron Jones was untimely, and the quarterback play by Aaron Rodgers was substandard.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's accurate. O-line didn't play good. I mean, there's a myriad of reasons, but I can't give Detroit enough credit. And it's still, what, two or three weeks ago?
Even though you can't believe that they lost to him.
The fact that they didn't have the playoff spot to play for, it defies all human psychology, and that's why Dan Campbell deserves a ton of credit, and the Green Bay Packers deserve all the heat for running it back.
Should the Packers...
I think the Lions are running it back. I think they changed some staff.
They did. They kept Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator, though, who is a rising star.
Pretty good Canadian sprinter back in the day, too.
When he was cheating. The question, though, from Kohler that I think is worth... asking is, he mentions Dak Prescott and how he didn't play, and Cooper Rush played quarterback for Big Mike during that time and had some success. Would they have been better off not letting Aaron Rodgers be the tough guy and saying, hey, get the surgery, miss a month?
Who's telling him that?
Well, that's part of the problem, wouldn't you agree? Right? I mean, that's the environment you've created. Apparently, Dak Prescott either is more willing to have surgery or was told flat out by Jerry Jones, look, you're doing this. But if they had a quarterback who would have listened to that, would that have been a better way to go? Do you
Nobody
think anything
knows.
Would have changed?
I don't remember him playing so poorly.
It would have been great to see Jordan Love play.
It would have been great to see Jordan Love play at the end of the season if you knew you weren't going to make the playoffs.
Great, but you didn't know that.
You did the right thing. Aaron Rodgers is going to play. So, no, I think that's why it's such a disheartening way that the season ended, because you fought, scratched, got all the breaks, and you never took advantage of it, and then you didn't get an opportunity to take a look better at what you have with Jordan Love, and that's going to make whatever ends up happening the next month and a half, you're going to be even more uncertain about it than you would be if you'd gotten that look at it.
Well, we can ensure carefully and dream fearlessly of what might have happened in that game, but nothing's changing with the loss to the Lions, nor is it changing with Aaron's thumb. But we'll see what happens in the coming weeks with Aaron Rodgers and where he ends up playing in 2023. If he makes the switch to AmFam, maybe things will change for him.
Yeah, and you know what, Badger fans? We need to show up tomorrow afternoon, right?
2 o'clock tomorrow.
At the Kohl Center.
Yeah.
Show up and get loud because this team is struggling. We need a dub. We need to be desperate. Fill that place tomorrow. Get it cranked. And you know what, Badger fans? American Family Insurance wants to give you and a friend a VIP experience at either a Badger basketball game or at, I'm telling you, the excitement level for Badger football all-time
high. Fickle mania.
During the 2023 season, you and a friend receive pregame sideline passes or courtside passes, tour of the facility, tons of merch to support your Badgers. Enter today. AmFam.com/Badgers. AmFam.com/Badgers. No purchase is necessary. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Our prize picks of the weekend are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Interesting story from, where is Tom Silverstein following in your power rankings?
Just a little
Packers
bit ahead of you.
Writers?
A little bit ahead of you.
Breaking down at PackersNews.com, the productivity of the Aaron Jones-A.J. Dillon pairing when they play together.
You think that gets run back?
You can't move on from Aaron Jones, right? Like, you just can't.
At the right price, you can. I don't think you do, and I wouldn't. But you can't pay him what he's due. You have
correct.
To, you have yeah,
to,
they'll,
you have to do
and
something.
I think, again, just like with Lazard, I think the value, Aaron Jones provides more value for Green Bay. But they're going to draft a running back. And one of those two won't be here in the next year. Like, I don't think they pay A.J. Dillon a Bonko deal. I think A.J. Dillon will end up staying in Green Bay on a smaller deal. And when his contract comes up,
he's got a lot of local ties, obviously. But you're right; I don't know how they will go about that. Interesting though, 102 snaps out of over 1,000. The two of them were on the field together.
Should have been more.
Resulted in 3 touchdowns, 2 passing touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown.
3%, I think,
and 2 plays of 20 yards or more.
That's not great.
So it did not lead to a lot of big plays.
Yeah, I really felt like LaFleur could have done more with Aaron Jones passing. I know he had 58 or 59 catches.
He had a lot of catches, more so than Dillon.
I thought you could have done more with him.
More or less? I don't know what the projection was for him, but it's time now for our prize picks of the weekend.
Don't you just want to dance around the studio, Jason, when you hear this music in person?
I don't know. Is the video camera on?
It is not.
It looks like it's off. Looks like you're in the clear. All right, prize picks of the weekend. Remember, Tausch, Joe Burrow free square is available. Half a yard passing, pending a debacle. You're going to get that one for free, so can you pair it up with the right things?
Yes, I can.
To win big this weekend. I found a few that I liked. Let's hear what you guys think about these. NFC Championship game. Brock Purdy, more or less than 215.5 passing yards.
Yeah, I love this one, and this is actually one. I have my prize picks in already on my free square. I'm going to do some other ones Sunday, but love the less on this one.
Really?
Yes, love it.
What if I told you Purdy was more than that in 3 of the last 5 games? One of the less was by 1 yard.
I would tell you that Shanny is going to take the ball out of old boy's hands.
Ah.
Philadelphia's pass rush. 78 sacks. Not sacks. Sacks. 78 sacks. The only team that's been close to doing that, the 85 Bears is the last team that has that. The next closest team is San Francisco with 58 sacks in another game. That's one more game they played.
It's a good nugget.
It is insane how good Philly has been getting after the quarterback. And Brock Purdy, he looked a little skittish. That was at home last week. I think he's going to be uber skittish. I think he is going to get rattled, and Shanny is going to try and win this game like he did with Jimmy Garoppolo against the Green and Gold.
Oh, boy.
Back in 1920. And it's going to be a limited approach. I love the less on this one.
I would agree with Tausch, because if it's more...
Can I get a little love for all that that research
that
I did?
Good.
I didn't ask
that
y'all.
That was good. Real no, good.
You probably want to check it, because it's, again, Jason doesn't like my sources that I use on various internet sites.
Facts are only a strength for one of the three of us on this panel.
I'm not sure who.
If you hadn't interrupted, I was just about to say, that was really great research by you. I wasn't expecting it. It could get ugly for Purdy, is what you're saying. If they let him.
Good one.
Just trying to follow in your footsteps, buddy. Which one's next?
Let's go to the AFC Championship game. Ja'Marr Chase, more or less than 7 receptions.
Well, now wait a minute. I thought they always do a half thing so you don't go over or under. So
not
you could get
always.
Pushed here.
You can go pushy push. Yep.
What has he been averaging?
Well, you have to do that research.
No, you
got
that little button that you can hit on your Prize Picks app, and it will tell you the trend line.
Interesting.
Of what it does. So
I'll tell you in a second. I will tell you.
Great work.
Kansas City gives up a lot to number one receivers of opposing.
That is what I heard. I think this is going to be more
source
T. Higgins. I
Joe Mixon.
If I'm Cincy, I'm not letting Kelce beat me. If I'm Kansas City, I'm not letting Ja'Marr Chase beat me. That gives other options. And if you recall, T. Higgins had a very good game last year. I wouldn't be surprised if you see that again. So I don't know if Higgins is on your list. You finally got the data. What's
last 5 games for Ja'Marr Chase? Reception total 7, 8, 8, 9, 5. So he's been at or over 7 in 4
or
5.
I am taking the less this week. Less than 7.
Anti-trend Tausch.
What happens if you
playoff
pick
football,
7? Do you have a better chance? Do you get even more prize picks?
You have to go more or less. Equal is not an option.
Equal?
No, equal is not an option.
Should be like tie goes to the runner.
Tie goes to the participant on Prize Picks. So they'll change if it's part of like a 4-pick flex. They'll just take out that one, and then it's like you have a 3-pick.
So I'm not penalized for pushing.
Correct.
Well, you are. You lose a little bit of your juice.
Depends how your other picks go, really. Yeah. But you, in theory, no, you don't lose on a push. It just gets like
you win less.
Eliminated.
You win less.
And you'd like to win more or less on Prize Picks. All right, who's next?
Jalen Hurts, your guy, Jason.
Hurts, donuts.
Good one. More or less than 1.5 passing touchdowns. Passing touchdowns, Jalen Hurts on Sunday.
I'm going to take less. I think he's going to throw 1. I also think they're going to win. So I think they'll score plenty, but I don't think it'll be from him throwing a bunch of touchdown passes.
I think they're still leery of his shoulder. I don't think they want to run him a ton. I think San Francisco has to commit to stopping him. And I think he has a good day with his tight end. And A.J. Brown pouted like a baby last week. What do wide receivers that pout that are really talented, what happens with their coaches?
Their coaches
they like
the
to make them happy. More than the 1.5.
Wow.
More.
Jesse, how were you leaning? Because you'll pick this one anyway.
I was leaning more there. I was leaning more.
Okay.
But I don't know. I could. I'm a little bit on the fence on that. I feel good about Purdy and Chase now. You've convinced me of both of those. Christian McCaffrey, I feel really good about this
one. I don't feel great about Chase, just for the record.
Okay.
I feel really, really good about Purdy.
Christian McCaffrey, I feel really, really, really good on this one. More or less than 0.5. So more or less than 0.5. Passing, rushing, or receiving touchdown.
More. For sure.
Just McCaffrey finds the end zone one way or another.
Yeah, I just think they're going to wear him out, and they're going to wear Debo out. I think this has to be Debo and Mac. Like, that's got to be the TV show. If San Fran finds a way to win, it's Debo and Mac. They get it done with a sprinkle of Kittle. That's how they win it.
A sprinkle of Kittle?
Yep.
So is it like a detective show or a cooking show?
You know
or
what's going to be crazy? Don't be surprised if C-Mac throws a tutter to Kittle. I just got Shanahan, I think, knows I am not going to be able to lean on Purd. I'm not going to put him in a position where he's dropping back to pass. They can't live third and five plus. They're going to get killed.
Purd Ferguson.
I think Mac is going to go early. They're going to try, because this is a game that is all going to be about who gets a lead. Who gets to dictate the pace of play? San Fran wants to muddy it up. They're going to want to play the physical. Philly will too. But if either team gets behind and starts chasing, they're going to end up in trouble. So I would be shocked if you see some razzle out of Shanny. And I think that razzle might be C-Mac to Kittle or Debo or my guy, the guy I wanted the Pack to take back in the day, Ayuk.
Yeah, he's really come on for them this year.
Really good route runner. Saw a couple of Twitter clips. Good moves.
If only they had traded a little bit higher than 26th, because he went 25th to the Niners. That is one of those predictions that if it comes true, much like kissing cousins in the headlines once upon a time, we will be running that back on Monday. If it doesn't happen, it'll never be.
Jesse won't bookmark it.
We will remember if you said Christian McCaffrey would throw a tutter to George Kittle in the NFC Championship game.
Or Debo,
sure.
Well, but if he throws it to Ayuk.
Or Purdy.
Less strong now.
Purdy, amazing.
Philly gets Philly specialed? That could be something.
Pretty good headline. Those are coming up.
Last thought here for the prize picks of the week. Eagles punter Brett Kern. I kind of like this one on prize picks. How many punts or how many field goals are made? More or less than 3.5 punts for Philadelphia.
More. San Francisco is good. I think that's a more. I think this, you always sense that people get a little tighter. Shanny does. Mm-hmm. You could see Shanny does that. I think Philly, Sirianni's he's kind of a loose cannon, though.
He is.
But I'm still going to say more than 3.5. Is Purdy, how many picks? Is it 0.5 for Purdy? Because I love him throwing a pick.
I'll double check. I believe he's got 0.5 picks on the board, yeah.
Oh, I like that more a lot. He hadn't thrown a pick in, I think, 170-some throws. So for all you trying to get after me about research, I'm bringing it today, baby.
I would love to know more about your process on that.
No, you don't.
Oh, Purdy's not on the board. Only Burrow and Mahomes.
Yeah, you just sense. I think they know. Prize Picks knows.
They know.
They know.
Giving away money.
They know.
I'm going to go more on that as well. And you can still put up a fairly good number of points even if you punt four times in a game. And that's a really good defense that they'll be facing. Those are our Prize Picks for the weekend. Brought to you, of course, Tausch, by Prize Picks.
Indeed. I told you I went with my free square. I was going to go Doncic just because I love saying Doncic.
Doncic.
But he rolled his ankle last night. You could go with the NBA. You could with Burrow's freebie that they're throwing you this weekend. I went with Purdy. I think Purdy's going to struggle. They don't have the interceptions. I went with the less than the 215.5. You can pick whatever you want because Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. It's 25X Friday. If you pick six, you can get 25X return. You're not competing against other people. I'm not competing with Jesse and all of the picks that we just gave him. Just you versus the projections, and Prize Picks offers them on every sport you could want. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. Just download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and you can enter the promo code WI. And if you put 100 in, you get 100 from Prize Picks. Again, that's 100 in, 100. Use the promo code WI. Go to prizepicks.com today.
Our Steinhoffel sleepers of the NFC and AFC Championship weekend are next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
More breaking news from the National Football League and offensive coordinators getting new jobs.
Won't give you money, I can't give you
Mike LaFleur Still running it back in Green Bay. He's not joining the Packers staff either. No Nathaniel Hackett, no Mike LaFleur. Mike LaFleur, the new offensive coordinator.
Miami Dolphins.
For the Los Angeles Rams. That makes sense.
Yeah. Buddies with Sean.
So
probably take over as the head coach mid-year and Sean takes a TV gig.
Fair. So no Mike LaFleur in Green Bay, no Nathaniel Hackett in Green Bay. No big deal. Running it back with the offensive staff intact.
I still hope that that's not the case. I still hope there's some tweaking. Probably going to be
a little
the
late
case.
For tweaking.
No,
though,
there's always room to tweak.
I mean, Steve Wilkes coming
Miami
in.
Miami just got rid
coordinator.
Of their guy. So stuff still happens. But, again, I think until this quarterback scenario gets played out, I don't know if running it back, I think there'll be some additions, probably pro A-Rod additions, if it is indeed Aaron staying at quarterback.
Time now for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilby and Tausch.
It is time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Presented by Steinhoffels. I drove by the east side location as I was on my way into Madison on East Washington Avenue. And you can save big during Steinhoffel's scratch-off sale. Start with 35% off store-wide and scratch off to save up to an extra 5%. Plus, you can take advantage of Steinhoffel's special 72-month financing to buy now and pay over the span of 6 years. Steinhoffel's also has the largest selection of in-stock furniture and mattresses for every style and budget at the guaranteed lowest prices. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com to save big during Steinhoffel's scratch-off sale. Time now for our Sleepers of the Week, and this week it is for the NFC and AFC Championship games. Tausch, do you have a player in mind? Joe Burrow, maybe?
Yeah, no, I already kind of teased it. I don't know. There's nothing. There's no matchup in this Super Bowl. Whoever gets to the Super Bowl, that will be surprising. I think these games are all 2 and 3 point spreads at the most. About as wide open, and that's why I crazily, some would say delusionally, thought that if Green Bay got in, I just didn't think. You see four of the top five teams throughout the majority of the season are still playing. Consistency. That's the thing that the Packers lack. That's not the thing that these teams have lacked. So none of the matchups would surprise me, but I think Cincinnati seems like Joey B has their number. And it ain't going to be Jamar Chase that does it. Mm. I think T. Higgins, who could have been a Packer.
Should have been.
Second-round pick. I think a Clemson cat. I think he has another big game in an AFC championship game. And I think he's going to make a play late. He makes clutch plays, it seems like, when Burrow really needs it. And he knows Jamar Chase is going to be doubled, tripled. T. Higgins seems to be that guy that he goes to. I think T. Higgins is going to be my Steinhoffler of the weekend.
It's a great choice. Great choice. Jesse, who you got?
I'm sticking with Cincinnati. I am sticking with a wide receiver. By the way, was T. Higgins selected the same draft as Amari Rodgers? Did we just take the wrong
No, he
wide
was
receiver?
Selected the same draft of Jordan Love.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was
Was available at 26 and wouldn't have been a bad choice even after Brandon Ayuk went off the board one pick earlier.
Would have been nice. I am going to go with a guy that I have seen in each of Cincinnati's first two playoff games, and he's made a couple of big catches, and I've said, who the heck is that guy? Trenton Irwin. Wide receiver four.
He's probably going to get cut.
Trenton Irwin.
That's if I picked him.
I think when you look at games like this, these championship games, remember Scotty Miller's big catch against Kevin King?
Oh, a lot of people remember that.
Like, it doesn't necessarily come down to those top dog
Is
wide
Kevin
receivers.
Kevin King playing for the Chiefs this week? Because then maybe you might be right.
Yeah. It always comes down to the fourth guy.
Has Kevin
guy,
King been out of the
guy.
League for a full year?
He has.
Correct. That is amazing.
Eddie Lacy.
Amen.
Trenton Irwin, I think, comes up with a big catch en route to Burrow.
You tell me that Kevin King at Burrowhead Stadium corner for somebody.
Yeah, you maybe he didn't really put forth the effort to find a new home, though, I think. Maybe he didn't like go on a lot of workouts and visits and stuff during the week.
Why would you not?
Maybe he just wanted a year away from football. Maybe he doesn't love football.
XFL, USFL? Could be a star.
All right, so all three of us are taking Cincinnati Bengals players?
Yeah, how about that?
There are some names that I just love to
say. I almost guarantee you Kansas. I'm switching my cover five to Kansas City. The fact that we all are on Cincinnati like this, I'm going to go Kansas City.
Yeah, but mine has nothing to do with whether or not I think they're going to win the game.
You just picked a fun name.
Yeah, you always pick sleepers on teams you think are going to lose.
Well, me, I was picking this guy no matter what I thought because I just wanted to say his name on the radio.
I'm shocked nobody's picking MVS.
I thought Jason for sure.
That's why
take
I left
MVS.
It open.
Yep, low hanging fruit.
Nope, I'm taking Samaje Perine. You knew when I said I like saying his name, and he's been productive for them. The native of Pflugerville, Texas, has been good for the Bengals and has been a really important complement to Joe Mixon. He's got two rushing touchdowns. He's got four receiving touchdowns. And I actually knew his name as opposed to Jesse's pick. You picked a number two wide receiver. Jesse picked a number four wide receiver. I take Samaje Perine as my Steinhoffel sleeper of the week. You can make your picks, of course, along with the Steinhoffel's social media team and Jesse and Tausch and I on the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed. So be sure to get those in for the AFC and NFC championship games. Headlines. What are we writing our headlines about? Because I have 4 minutes to write one.
What do you want to write them about?
Well, there's a lot of Aaron Rodgers fatigue, so I guess I think I'd rather write them about the conference championship.
The show sheet says headlines predicting an outcome of at least one of the conference championship games
on
Sunday.
But A, no one really reads the show sheet that closely. And B, Tausch is the king of the headlines, so Tausch decides what the headlines are about.
It's championship weekend. It's championship stuff. Hope my academy gets me something by 50.
They got about 5 minutes starting now. Headlines presented by Fleet Farm. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Eagerly awaiting the arrival of our good buddy Joe Thomas.
You think he forgot? Maybe Jesse, he's ignoring Jesse now?
You think so?
I have no idea.
I see the sommelier has come. Is everyone... I would hate to assume that everyone is here because they knew I was going to be here and they wanted to
see
me.
That's not how this works.
No, they are here for the mission barbecue.
They're all here for the meat, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joe's a perk. You are kind of like... Oh, and Jason.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Just like, even though my name is first on the marquee, I am aware of who is the superstar of the show. And I also am aware of why people would be coming here today. Time now for our headlines, presented by Fleet Farm.
We've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
So when we're
that
not...
That was a lot of awkwardness right there. So Jesse was staring at me like, hit the button, brah.
You were doing this with your... You're doing the tap in your papers like you're Walter Cronkite at the desk. I thought that meant you were going to tell us about Fleet Farm, but don't worry. I'll tell us about Fleet Farm.
Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe it was on the paper.
No,
I wouldn't see that if I wasn't next to you.
Yeah, what do we got? Hour and some change left.
This is brutal. I want to be very clear. I am not sabotaging this so I don't have to come back. It's just awkward to be in the same place. It's not our dynamic. We had a great show yesterday. I thought yesterday's show was awesome. And today, kind of sucks.
Wisconsin On Demand.
presented by Gruber Law Offices. Time now for our headlines, presented by Fleet Farm. Hey, we are always going to be honest with people. We're not going to snow you with Big Linda assaulting on East Washington Avenue. She did not make my headline, by the way. The headline is, though, that the truckload savings event is going on right now at Fleet Farm. You'll get big savings from Big Linda and the rest of the crew on sporting goods, auto supplies, pet care, and more. These deals won't last long, though, so save in-store and online at fleetfarm.com. And, hey, it was slippery coming in on East Wash. Make sure you give your tires an update this winter with Fleet Farm. Going on now, when you buy three tires, you get the fourth tire free with installation. Get everything you need and more in one stop only at Fleet Farm. Fleet Farm, proudly serving the Midwest since 1955. All right, Tausch, did the Academy get you a headline on short notice?
They did. I'll be curious. I haven't been pumping this one up as much. This is good. Not one of our goatish ones, but good. And here we go. Eagles D makes Shanny's O Purdy irreverent while Burrow chases first Super Bowl title, sending Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes again for the postseason.
Yeah, I like it.
I like the approach.
Yeah.
Puns with the names of the guys all playing.
Yeah, not bad.
That's exactly what it was.
Good approach.
All right, Jesse, what do you got?
Cincinnati and San Francisco plow through conference title games. Have snow problem reaching Super Bowl. Joe Burrow.
Nice.
Cool as ice in big performance at Burrowhead. We went back to the well there.
Yeah, you did.
Twice. Ray McCloud with a clutch play late, channeling inspiration of former Brewers catcher Damian Chiller. It's a snowplow name with Damian Miller.
Yeah.
Leaves Eagles salty. I think I did too much.
Too much.
Yeah. I did too much.
Well,
I wanted to get snowplows, conference title, and the Brewers catcher involved.
Yeah, it wasn't your best.
One too far.
If I'm just shooting straight with you, it wasn't your
best. I felt better about it on paper than I did with the delivery. Gotta admit.
Speaking of trying to do too much, here's my headline. I think you'll be able to tell what the theme is here. Might be visitors to the ESPN Madison studios. Don't be a doubting Thomas on championship weekend. Burrow is no average Joe, and his mission is to barbecue the Chiefs secondary. Meanwhile, as much as you could feel the spark building with the 49ers, it will get ugly for Purdy with Sirianni cooking up a Philly special as the Eagles fly high thanks to their defense's plentiful sacks.
That's my headline.
That's good. Got a lot in there.
Decent round. Decent round all around.
Other than yours. Yeah, yours stunk. Everybody
Damian
else's was
Chiller,
okay.
Man.
Yeah, it's too much.
That was
too much.
I think you were okay
and
right up to that
point. He went to the Burrow. He went three Burrows in one sentence.
I didn't need to go back to Burrow.
Too much.
Head,
six
yeah.
words.
We had so much fun with the snowplows yesterday. I wanted to try and get as many of those in as I could.
Big Linda. Lisa Salters. All right, that's it for headlines. That is also it for the 10 o'clock hour. Is there any sign of Joe Thomas? Do you have any idea that if he's here or not?
I don't know if you know how this works, Jace, but when I'm here, I can't be out there. So
yeah, but you have sources within the other side of the room.
Riley's not paying attention either. Don't know.
Well, he is scheduled to join us. We are very eager for I personally am eager for his arrival, not for what he brings with him, but for him himself. We love it when Joe spends time with us. We're excited to spend time with him. Today, he is scheduled to appear to kick off the 11 o'clock hour in a couple minutes, so stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.